This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 136,000 people protested in France for a fourth consecutive weekend, putting yet more pressure on Macron and his government to roll back labor and other reforms. The U.S. joined a controversial proposal by Saudi Arabia and Russia this weekend to weaken a reference to a key report on the severity of global warming, sharpening battle lines at the Global Climate Summit in Poland aimed at gaining consensus over how to combat rising temperatures. Japanese prosecutors indicted Nissan Motor and former chairman Carlos Ghosn on charges of underreporting his compensation on 5 years of company financial reports. Standard Charter and HSBC, two British and global banks, are the two banks ensnared in the Hawaii controversy that involves Iran money transfers. At least 75 companies receive anonymous, precise location data from apps whose users enable location services to get local news and weather or other information. Some claim to track up to 200 million mobile devices in the U.S. The database reviewed by the New York Times reveals people's travel in startling detail, accurate to within a few yards, and in some cases updated more than 14,000 times a day. Polls have shown women shifting their party identification to the Democrats by wide margins, and at least one analysis of exit polls showed that women of all education levels moved towards the Democrats on Election Day, even working-class white women who helped elect President Trump. But women on both sides say that reaching gender parity in state houses and Congress requires electing more Republicans as well as Democrats. European Union's highest court ruled that Britain could legally cancel its Brexit decision to leave the bloc and remain under its current terms, throwing a lifeline to those who still hope to reverse the withdrawal. Chinese officials have threatened to close the Early Rain Covenant Church in keeping with new religious management regulations. Police detained Pastor Wang Yi and more than 100 of the church's 500 members. Wang has trained his impassioned rhetorical skills on criticizing President Xi Jinping's rule and on organizing resistance to the new regulations, which require registration of all churches, setting out strict parameters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.